will now come to order. Leading us in prayer today is Jerry Oberg from the Christ Community Church. Our page of the day is Sheila Mortensen from Wall.
Would you bow with me for a word of prayer? Our Father God, bless this chamber and all that serve here. Bless the members with continued wisdom. Bless the support staff with continued strength. And bless the citizens of this great state with continued peace. And all God's people said, Amen.
The secretary will call the roll.
Here. Elbers, Apa, Bogue, Bros, Brown, Dugard, DeHerrick, Dennett, Kittler, Dietrich, Elmer, Drake, Duxbury, Evers, Greenfield, Hagen, Hangey, Ham, Hotmacher, Cleveland, Ketzel, Koskin, McIntyre, McCracken, Moore, Munson, Olson, Putnam, Reedy, Staggers, Simmons, Sutton, Vitters, Valesky, Whiting. Quorum present, Madam President.
Approval of the journal.
Madam President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 8th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Arnold M. Brown, Chairman.
Is there a second? Those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. The journal is approved. We have special guests with us today. Senator Everest would like you to welcome Dr. Koob, who's with us up in the gallery. Dr. Koob is the past president of the South Dakota Medical Excite. We're glad to have you, doctor. Okay. Senators Cleveland and Bogue would like you to welcome the Meade County Treasurer, Hope Sepka, and the Pennington County Treasurer, Janet Sayer. Would you stand, please? There they are. And with me in front today are two shadows, Lacey Graham and Kara Murray. Would you stand? And Senator Dietrich would like you to welcome the McPherson County Board from Coucan County. Would you stand, please? We're glad you're here. And Senator Hutmacher would like the Senate to thank the South Dakota Game Bird Association for a very delicious luncheon today. Would you stand so we can thank you? Thank you. For the East, but this is the Easter season. Yes. This is different. This is different.
Okay. I have a mayor from
Simon or Simonson? Okay, good. Senator Putnam would like you to welcome the mayor of Menno, Roger Simonson. Would you stand, please, Mayor? Right. And now if the new pages would come forward, please. Okay. Reports of standing committees. She's got it. Before we proceed, we have some additional very special people with us. Our honored guest today is Connor Fogle and his family, who have been chosen as the Easter Seals family for the year 2000-2001. Connor's parents are Russ and Terry Fogle. They live in Fort Pier, where Connor is a first grade in Mrs. Rose's class. Connor is being escorted by Senator DeHuick. The Stanley County first grade and their teachers are in the gallery today, too. Would the first graders stand, and can we welcome Connor? Glad to have you here today, Connor, and the Senate extends their very best wishes to you and your family. And I'd also ask the Senate to welcome Pat Miller, who is the CEO of the Easter Seals Foundation. Welcome, Pat. Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Local Government respectfully reports that it has under consideration Senate Bill 76 and 82, due pass, House Bill 1009 and 1010, due pass, and Senate Bill 75 and 84, due pass, and placed on the consent calendar. Arlene Hamm, Chairman. Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that it has under consideration Senate Bill 79, due pass, and Senate Bill 83, due pass, and placed on the consent calendar. Barb Evers, Chairman. And the Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports that it has under consideration House Bill 1049 and 1054, due pass, and Senate Bill 80, due pass, and placed on the consent calendar. Fred Whiting, Chairman. Committee on Health and Human Services respectfully reports that it has had under consideration SCR 2, which is amended, and it is to be adopted. Ed Olson, Chairman.
Messages.
Madam President, I have the honor to transmit herewith House Bill 1006, 1018, 1036, 1038, 1039, 1041, 1042, 1055, 1056, 1057, 1058, 1064, and 1071, which have passed the House, and your consideration is respectfully requested. Karen Gertis, Chief Clerk.
At this time, Senator Vitter would like to remind the body that today is the Governor's Awards in the Arts, which is sponsored by the South Dakota Arts Council and the South Dakota for the Arts. They'll be recognizing outstanding South Dakota artists at a reception and dinner tonight at the Ramkota beginning at 6 p.m., to which you are all invited. Hope you can join us. Consideration of committee reports.
Senator Evers moves the reports of the standing committee on Senate Bill 1846 and be adopted.
Is there a second? Those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. The report is adopted. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 94, an act to establish a statute of limitations for veterinary services. 95, an act to revise the requirements for delivery of certificates of title involving a used vehicle. 96, an act to reduce the capitalization rate for a non-agricultural acreage. 97, an act to provide for implied covenants of good faith and fair dealing in certain employment contracts. Senate Bill 98, an act to establish certain penalties for failure to control weeds and pests. Senate Bill 99, an act to revise certain penalties concerning inspections, repairs, and maintenance to certain vehicles. Senate Bill 100, an act to update the references to the building codes. Senate Bill 101, an act to allow any sales and use tax paid to be deducted from the gross receipts to determine the contractor's excise tax. Senate Bill 102, an act to provide that any Board of Regents employee is eligible for longevity pay. 103, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the confidentiality of lottery records. Senate Bill 104, an act to provide that the spouse be appointed guardian in certain circumstances. Senate Bill 105, an act to prohibit inmate telephone charges.
The President has made the following committee assignments. Senate Bill 94 to Ag, Senate Bill 95, Transportation, 96 to Ag and Natural Resources, 97, Commerce, 98, Ag and Natural Resources, 99, Transportation, 100, Local Government, 101, Taxation, 102, State Affairs, 103, Commerce, and 104 and 105 to Judiciary. Second reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 15, an act to revise certain provisions relating to the appraisal of grazing and agricultural lands by the Commissioner of School and Public Lands.
Senate Bill 15 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Bogue.
I would ask that we defer this bill until Wednesday, the 11th, thank you, 11th legislative day.
Is there a second? The motion is to defer Senate Bill 15 to Wednesday, the 11th legislative day. Those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. The bill is deferred.
Senate Bill 16, an act to revise certain provisions relating to the lease of common school indemnity and endowment lands.
Senate Bill 16 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Bogue.
Thank you, Madam President. I would also ask that we defer this bill until the 11th legislative day. I'm having a hard time this morning.
Is there a second? The motion is to defer Senate Bill 16 to the 11th legislative day. Those in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. That bill carries.
Senate Bill 61, an act to authorize the State Historical Society Board of Trustees to set fees for copies of the Surveyor General's records and to provide for the disposition of such fees.
Senate Bill 61 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator Evers.
Thank you, Madam President. I would respectfully move Senate Bill 61 to the Appropriations Committee.
Is there a second? The motion is to refer Senate Bill 61 to Appropriations Committee. Are there any remarks? Hearing none, those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. That motion carries.
Senate Bill 7, an act to revise the dates for filing certain certificates of nomination.
Senate Bill 7 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
There you are, Senator Vitter.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Senate Bill 7 is a cleanup bill. A couple of years ago, we passed a bill out of here that allowed the independents to file the third Tuesday after in June. They had to file by the third Tuesday. What happened, it entrapped everybody, and the vice president and president also in the general election for the United States president also got trapped in this. They were aware of this, the independents were aware of it, but I guess this year, one of their candidates did not make it and did not have enough ballots to do that, signatures to do that, but they did come in and they filed an appeal with the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said they should be allowed to go back to the first Tuesday in August in order to file. So what this bill does is puts it right back in order that all local and state candidates will have to file, independents will have to file by the second Tuesday, by the third Tuesday in June, and that presidential and vice presidential candidates can move, and they will have to August, the first Tuesday in August, in order to apply so they will be on the ballot. Thank you, and I hope that we pass this out. Any further questions, I would entertain questions.
Further remarks? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 7. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
APA?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuig?
Aye.
Dennard? Dietrich, Larry, Dietrich Elmer,
aye.
Drake,
aye.
Duxbury,
aye.
Everest,
aye.
Senator Everest,
aye.
Greenfield,
aye.
Hagan, Hange, Ham, Huttmacher, Cleven,
aye.
Ketzel,
aye.
Koskin,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre,
aye.
Moore,
aye.
Munson, Olson,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Reedy,
aye.
Staggers,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Simmons, Vitter,
aye.
Valesky,
aye.
Whiting,
aye.
Senator Dietrich Larry.
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 32.
Senate Bill 7 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. Are there questions on its title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Reverting back to motions and resolutions. Senator
Madam
Everest.
President? Thank you, Madam President. While we're busy moving bills today, I would also request that Senate Bill 96, which is an act to reduce the capitalization rate for a non-agricultural acreage, be moved to the Taxation Committee.
Is there a second? May we have clarification move from where to where?
From the Agricultural Committee to the Taxation Committee.
All right. The motion is to move Senate Bill 96 from Agricultural Committee to Taxation. Is there a second? Are there remarks on that motion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion carries. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 1006, an act to adjust the use of the Capital Outlay Fund. House Bill 1018, an act to authorize the Department of Health to establish a program for processing waiver requests for international medical students, graduates, and to establish a fee for processing waiver requests. House Bill 1036, an act to prevent commercial drivers from from operating commercial motor vehicles while the driver, the commercial motor vehicle, or the motor carrier operator, is subject to an out-of-service order. House Bill 1038, in act to update certain provisions pertaining to motor carrier safety and transportation of hazardous material. House Bill 1039, in act to subject certain health insurers to risk-based capital requirements. House Bill 1041, an act to require fraternal benefit societies to comply with managed care and advertising and solicitation statutes. House Bill 1042, an act to revive small employer health plan requirements by clarifying the definition of small employer, exceptions to issuing a policy, rating provisions, and minimum participation requirements, and by deleting obsolete references relating to basic and standard plans. House Bill 1055, an act to revise the time by which an annual identification fee must be paid by certain motor carriers.
The President has made the following assignments. House Bill 106, Education, 1018, Health and Human Services, 1036, Transportation, 1038, Transportation, 1039, 41, and 42, Commerce, 1055, Transportation, 56, Judiciary, 57, Judiciary, 1058, Ag and Natural Resources, 1064, Judiciary, and 1071, Judiciary. Announcements. Senator. Senator Drake. That's interesting.
Thank you, Madam President. Smack me. We have joint appropriations tonight. We have a cooperative extension at 7 o'clock. And then in the morning, we have joint with the Board of Regents, 7:30 green sheets. Thank you.
Further announcements. Senator Vitter.
Transportation will meet at 7:55 tomorrow morning.
Thank you. Other announcements? Other announcements? Senator Dennard.
Thank you, Madam President. My announcement today is yesterday at 1:21 p.m., which was January 21st, 01, I had a grandson born in Aberdeen.
Oh, that's a good one. That's the best kind of announcement.
Madam President?
Yes. I can't. Senator Clavin.
Thank you. Government Operations and Audit, the joint meeting with Appropriations right after session tomorrow, Tuesday.
Very good. Good. And at this time, just arriving, Senator Hamm would like you to welcome the students from St. Thomas, don't sit down, from St. Thomas More School. We're glad you're here. Other announcements? Hearing none, the President will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Adjourn.
Out of control. Totally out of control.
Madam President.
Senator Evers.
Thank you, Madam President. Just before we adjourn, I want to remind everyone that after session, or at 3:30, when the House is done with their session, somewhere in that time frame, the Governor's Office, Department of Health, and Commerce are explaining the seatbelt law that would affect passengers under the age of 18 riding in the rear of a vehicle. So that will be done in the Governor's Large Conference Room.
Good, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We are adjourned.